We are talking with Michael Skews. He is the acting deputy undersecretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, also visiting with his daughter, Holly Hufford. She is a middle school agriculture teacher in Smyrna, Delaware, also joining us here on the line. Secretary Skews, let's start with you, if it's okay. First of all, this conversation came about from you visiting with another FFA member, Riley Padgett, here a couple months back about your connection and your support of the FFA program. And it's definitely something that's at your heart.
It sure is. I think Riley heard me mention down in Arkansas a couple months ago how impressed I was with the FFA organization and all of the members from FFA and how important the organization is to the future of agriculture. And when I became Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Delaware, Holly, just a month earlier, had been elected the president of FFA. It was a great opportunity for the two of us to work together for that first year, with her being the president and myself being the Secretary of Agriculture, and going around the state and talking to different schools, different chapters. I attended the state FFA meetings and had an opportunity because of Holly to go out and to the national convention at that time at Louisville and to see 50,000 young people in one place and how everyone got along so well, and looking at all the different projects and listening to the retiring addresses of the national officers. The whole thing was just so impressive, and to me it really hit home that we've got a great group of young people across this country that we desperately need right now to promote agriculture and help agribusiness here in the United States.
It sounds like this might have been at least your first feet in the water, so to speak, with the FFA organization.
It is. Holly got involved in FFA when she was in high school, and because of her involvement in her local chapter, that led her to her current career as an ag teacher within the school district that she grew up in. But that was my first experience with FFA, was when she was in high school, and really started to take a look at the young people that are involved in FFA and their commitment to the organization and their commitment to agriculture.
Well, Holly, let's visit with you a little bit here as well, too. Holly, tell us, how did you first become involved in the organization? A lot of folks I talked to, their parents were involved, and so that's kind of a first step in, but it sounds like this was something that really grabbed a hold of you on your own.
Yeah, I was a trendsetter. they didn't have the FFA chapter in our school when my parents went through. So this was kind of new, uncharted territory. And when I first went over to the high school and I was picking out my schedule, I put chorus down as my elective. And the animal science and the ag science pathway wasn't even on my radar, which really, I tell my students now, made absolutely no sense. Because at the time, my dad was a grain farmer in Delaware, and my mom's side of the family, you know, at the time had five or more chicken houses. And in the summers, I spent my summers at one of the two farms pretty much the entire summer. My grandparents watched me while we were on summer break. And signing up for the ag science program, like I said, was not on my radar. And I joined the chorus class, and my high school ag science teacher came and found me in English. He drugged me out of the English classroom and said, I want you to drop chorus and I want you to take my animal science class. And I said, thank you for thinking of me, but no thank you. My friends are in chorus and I want to stay in there. So I did not take his advice that freshman year. And then sophomore year, he talked me into it. The end of my freshman year, when we were signing up for classes, he came and hunted me down again and said, all right, I want you to rethink this chorus thing and I want you to join my animal science class. You're going to love it. So after much coaxing, I agreed, and I signed up for animal science for my 10th grade year, and I fell in love with it, absolutely fell in love with it. And then the same ag science teacher, Keith Shane, said, I really want you to run for office. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I don't think I want to run for FFA office. I really just like being a wallflower over here. But he talked me into it, and I went way out of my comfort zone. And I ran for office, and I got chapter secretary. And it really did so much for me. I was pretty introverted until then, and then that really makes you, you know, get out and do things that you never thought you could do. And I think that's really what FFA does. it challenges these kids to do things that they've never thought they could do before. Then my senior year, he said, I really want you to run for state office. And I thought, he's bumped his head. He really has. And then I told him no. And then I thought about it for a month. And back then, you didn't have to do a whole lot of prep up to. There were all these meetings you had to go to ahead of time. So the morning of state convention, I said, you know what? I think you're right. I'm going to run for office. And we prepped in the bus on the way up to convention, and I got secretary in 1999. I was elected secretary of the state of Delaware, and it was a profound experience. And back then, you were allowed to serve for 3 years if the delegation elected you that way. So my first experience was in 1999. I was elected secretary. And then in 2000, I was elected vice president. And then in 2001, I was elected president of the state of Delaware. And like Dad said, that was a month before he got his appointment to the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Delaware. So that's kind of my background in the FFA and how I got my start. And I always tell that to my students, because so many times there's a misconception associated with FFA, and a lot of people still think that it means Future Farmers of America. So I always inform my students that, you know, our name changed in 1988, and we changed because we're not all future farmers. We are lovers of agriculture. And so I kind of tell them that story of, you know, where I got my start and how I got my start. And now I'm here. I'm a teacher, you know, of agriculture science. And when I was a freshman in high school, I didn't even want to take the class. So I think it's a nice little background for my students to hear that, you know, I was in the same boat as a lot of them are.
That is an exciting story. I love the turnabout there. And it also goes to show that FFA advisors are a persistent bunch.
Yes,
they are.
Persistent. And now I find myself doing the same thing to my kids, and I just crack up in my head.
Well, Undersecretary Skews, as far as you looking back and her going through it at the time, what did you as a parent see taking place?
Well, as Holly said, there was a major transformation here. She was a very shy person, was not that outgoing. And when she got involved in FFA, there was a dramatic change, and very outgoing, more proactive, just an excitement about FFA and looking forward to the next meeting, looking forward to the next project. So it really was a changing time in her life, and for her mother and I to witness the change, such a dramatic change from somebody who was so shy, it was a very good experience for us.
And it seems like your careers, although different, very similar in how you guys have both kind of continued along a path, still involved and able to promote and play a role in the FFA organization.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for the same reasons, because we're both committed to agriculture, we both have the passion, we both want to help and to get that next generation involved. As Holly pointed out, it's not just about production agriculture, it's not about grain farming or producing fruits and vegetables, or it's not about meat production and ranching. Agriculture today is, and I think this is what, you know, we really need to communicate to the young people across the country. It's not just about production. Agriculture today is probably one of, if not the most exciting fields, because of the diversity in agriculture and the opportunities in agriculture. The sciences, dealing with genetics of plants and animals, not to just improve production, but also find ways that through that process we can improve human health. If you look at the IT side of it, the technology that we're using today in our equipment, the computerization, the mechanization, the drones that we're using today, satellite technology. So when you look at agriculture and you look at how vast the field is, we really do need the very best and brightest of our young people involved in agriculture today. And I think, you know, that's why I'm still involved, you know, and passionate about it, and Holly is as well.
So before we wrap things up, I want to kind of pose a question to both of you. As we move forward for the FFA organization and the young people who may be coming in, or the parents who may have a young person almost eligible to join the organization, what words of wisdom would you have for both perspectives?
I would say that from the perspective of a, you know, former FFA member who was reluctant to get involved, and an agri-science teacher now who is, you know, always trying to get those students involved, is keep an open mind. keep an open mind and take the opportunities that are available to you and run with them. Because as a teenager, now is the time to experience these things that you might not get to otherwise. So take those experiences, run with them. You never know where you're going to end up. As a freshman in high school, I would have never said I was going to teach agriculture science. And here I am loving my job every day. So take the opportunities that we're giving you, run with them, and enjoy every minute of it.
For me, this is an organization that does an awful lot to teach young people responsibility. I remember I met with the CEO of a large company not too long ago, and this individual told me, he said, I'd show you the importance that I put on FFA. When I'm doing interviews and I see somebody's bio come across my desk and I see that they've been an FFA member, he said, that stands out. I know what this young person has been through and what they've been taught and the responsibilities that they've been willing to accept. And he said, that means a lot to me when I see that on their application that they've been an FFA member. The other thing, when I travel around the world and meet with my counterparts in other countries, they always pose the question, how are you getting the next generation involved in agriculture? And I tell them repeatedly, you've got to start with your youth, and you've got to have the youth organizations like we have in the United States, such as FFA, to get that next group involved in agriculture. So that's the importance that I put on FFA, and I think that's what the parents and the students should be looking at, an outstanding organization that's going to teach leadership and responsibility.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Again, we've been talking with Michael Skews, Acting Deputy Undersecretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He's also a former Secretary of Agriculture for Delaware. His daughter, Holly Hufford, also joining us here. She is the middle school ag teacher in Smyrna, Delaware, an agriculture power family, and we appreciate them taking the time to join us here on FFA Today. Thank you very much, and congratulations to both of you on such successes.